Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of May 31st, 2010. I'm your host, Zach, and joining me this week from his long vacation, Chris.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
And hopefully Brian will be joining us soon, and Charlie hopefully will be joining us next week. We had some brief contact with Charlie tonight, and he said he'll have internet maybe next week. So, maybe a full cast next week, but talk about this week, so let's get right into it. Since you've been gone, Chris, why don't you tell us what you've been watching for Show and Tell? In between like your Hawaii and Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, visitation. During my travels, yeah. I like to go to. Well, okay, let's see. I finally got to see MacGruber.
Mm-hmm.
I checked that off my list. The MacGruber.
Yeah, the bombing. The movie that is bombing.
The movie that no one can believe was actually a movie. I saw Jake Gyllenhaal shirtless in Prince of Persia.
Well, why don't you talk about MacGruber first?
All right, so that's it. I was a fan of MacGruber.
Mm-hmm.
It was overhyped because its marketing campaign was like it's going to be the greatest thing ever for an SNL skit.
Well, they kept quoting that one review that was like it's the best action comedy since Beverly Hills Cop, the best SNL movie since Wayne's World.
It's like the best. This puts The Hangover, like, calls them bitches. Beaches. I was like,
MacGruber's gonna make them his bitch.
Just the movie is a good parody. Like, I was a big fan of MacGyver back in the day, where I think, you know, oh, I'm trapped in a room, so give me a bottle cap, a shoelace, and a nickel, and I'll make an explosive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the beauty of the '80s. Like, people could have dreams like that, and it was like something you could actually work for. But, you know, it's like that generation of people, they see MacGruber and they're like, yeah, they obviously see all the jokes coming. They can identify, like, that it's a parody in that it's.
Well, I heard it's like more. It's more like a parody of, like, 80s action movies in general, right? Like Rambo and stuff, and like Rambo 3 and stuff like that.
I don't know. It's really hard to say.
Less MacGyver, more like 80, like 80s action.
Yeah, it's not less, because, like, unlike the SNL skits where he was always defusing bombs and failing to do it,
yeah.
MacGruber does that, like, once. There's never, like, there's no, like, him, like, yeah. Gadgeting
I
think up a lot.
I read one review that was, like, it's a 90-minute build-up to the MacGruber sketch.
It is. It was, like, certain funny parts, you know, like, when it's funny, when it's supposed to be, like, really funny, it's really, really funny. When it's supposed to be, like, hey, I get it, it's a small joke, like, it's like, okay. So it's weird. It's an action. It's a comedy action movie because it's not like action comedy.
Yeah.
So, it just like it took really long for the punchlines to come, and when they did, it's like you gave them low scores for it, but you're like, thanks for trying. You know, it's different. You know, it's not supposed to be like this. We're gonna change the genre of comedy, like as the marketing campaign was saying.
Yeah.
That's why I like The Hangover. The Hangover didn't say, like, this is going to blow your mind about being drunk.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas with your friends. So.
Mm-hmm. How's Val Kilmer in it?
Awesome.
He was awesome.
Like, I'm yeah, awesome. That's the one redeeming factor was Val Kilmer was great in almost every scene.
As Dieter von Kunth.
Dieter von Kunth. And you kind of get sick of all these Kunth jokes. Like, the first 5 minutes are, like, just. I'm gonna ram cunt so hard, and like all these like you know obvious cunt things.
Yep.
That they're funny, but after a while, like they're really beating this dead horse of cunt jokes. But you know, like they know that by the end of the movie, where they're not even saying like you know, like stick it in your whole cunt. Like
yep.
They're just very simple, you know, very to the point jokes now. By the end, and. Yeah, it was good, but I went to see it, like, what, in the fifth week?
It's only been out for 2 weeks.
MacGuffer?
Yeah, it came out not this week, but week before.
Really? Because I went to the movie theater. It was like just three people with me. Yep. No one else.
Hey, look, Brian's on.
Awesome. Spam him. Tell him to get on.
Yep. So keep talking.
Yes. MacGruber was like, you know, it's got potential for a sequel. Like, I really wish, like, they do something better with this the next time. Because it was, like, for what it was worth, it was funny. You know, like, it's one of those movies that you shouldn't be upset by watching in the end. Like, wow, like, why did I laugh at that? No, it's like, there's some legit funny parts. But if you've seen the trailer a couple times, you know exactly what the jokes are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of know, like, the build-up based on, like, you know, it's like MacGruber. It's like he's supposed to, it's failing, but with a smile, so it's nice.
Yeah. Welcome to the party, Brian.
I'm a party starter, what can I say?
Hey, Brian, you want to be fashionably late?
Yep. I was making dinner.
At 9 o'clock?
Yeah, been a long day.
Okay. We were just talking about MacGruber.
Oh, yeah. How was it, Chris?
It was pretty good. It's nothing that we haven't, like, just seen from the trailers again. And if you like the skits, like, you're kind of going to get disappointed because it's not the same as, like, it's like him, it's like MacGruber's personal life. And it's MacGruber's, like, just daily activities that aren't that funny as I thought it would be. But
okay. All right, I just was curious.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've already went over it, so.
Yeah.
Well, I went over a little bit. Like, you know, in the MacGruber sketches, like, it's him, like, two other people, a bomb, and it's like, quick, give me this pencil, and, like, give me your hairpin, and then give me, like, a box of cereal, and then he tries to defuse the bomb with that.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't really happen.
It's like, give me that dog crap. I'm not touching that dog crap.
Yeah. And, like, that's it. Like, it's, they don't do that too much. They do, like, maybe once in the beginning, and then once at the end.
All right, yeah, here's the big question. How many people were in the theater?
Oh. Including myself, three other people.
That sounds about average.
Yeah.
I think it made like I believe $1.5 million this weekend.
It's a bomb.
It is a bomb.
It's gonna make a lot more. It's gonna make a lot more on
DVD. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they really expected it to be big in theaters anyway.
No, no. Like even in the beginning like sequence, there's like a theme song. The last few lyrics like, MacGruber, yes, this is a fucking movie. Like, they say that in the opening theme. So,
oh,
like,
yeah, they already know that it's very, very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I went in on a late night weekday. So, you know, no one's going to be in the movie theater. No one's going to care if, like, you bring in food. No one's going to give a crap about the movie, so.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with, like, another friend of mine who, you know, equally enjoyed the movie. Cool. There was an awesome soundtrack, though. Like, there was a lot of 80s music. There was a lot of, like, the cliche, like, that's, if you're talking about, like, things like that about MacGruber, like, yeah, it's a lot of cliche stuff from the 80s.
So there's, like, a saxophone guy?
Yeah. There's a part of the sequence, like, MacGruber's on, like, a roof with a saxophone. So that part was kind of funny, because, you know, it's like, oh, I get it. That was popular back in the 80s, but now it's, like, you know, dumb. But
80s sax was the best sax. So,
and,
why don't you tell us about your other movie, Chris, Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia.
I think third place this weekend, so it got beat by Shrek and Sex and the City.
I mean, what can you say about four dried-up sluts going to a desert during wartime, you know? And call it a sequel to something that, like, was the same thing, but it's like four drive sluts in the city. I'm not a big fan of the Sex and the City thing. I don't get it. I don't know why it's such a phenomenon.
Well, we're talking about Prince of Persia, Chris, not Sex and the City.
All right, fine. My hatred of... So, Prince of Persia.
Does it break the video game curse?
If people have seen that without knowing it's a video game, it's like, wow, that was actually an enjoyable movie. But then it's like, you hear it's a video game, people are like, what, really? Aw.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty good because it's a movie adaptation, which that's good, especially when it's a Disney movie. Because if it's like they try to Disney up a video game, like they could, it's like I don't want another movie. Because okay, Disney
well,
did this.
Like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. It's Disney's making movies off like really odd things they have in their own like inventory of like stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Pirates of the Caribbean was awesome because people thought, like, no one's going to, like, if someone, you know, 30 years ago was like, let's make a movie based on this ride, based on, like, nothing.
Yep.
Then that's crazy. But now it's like they're making movies off of anything. So Prince of Persia was a really, really good game. So people, you know, I was really hoping it would be a really good movie. And it kind of was because, you know, if you thought about the movie, like you start breaking it down logically, it's not that good of a movie. But if you just sit there, go a little bit brain dead and just
enjoy the spectacle,
watch what's going on. Yeah, just enjoy the spectacle, you know. Don't figure out why all these characters can simply understand time. Like, it took two movies for Marty McFly to sort of get the idea of how time works, you know, and Back to the Future. Like, the moment the dagger of time, is introduced, almost every other character understands time travel.
Well, they have British accents, so you kind of just believe them.
That's true. For a whole lot of Persians, they can pronounce their English pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And were they good, like, set pieces, or?
Oh, it's fantastic settings. So it was a lot of deserts.
Well, I mean, like action set pieces. Like, good, like, action sequences.
There was
I heard,
a
like,
bunch,
the beginning chase was pretty good, because it was kind of like Aladdin.
Yeah, that was pretty good. There was a whole, like, the beginning was good. Like, that was, like, it sets the good mood of what you're about to experience. And, like, in a game based off of platforming, Prince of Persia was a very heavily platforming game.
Yeah.
And actually, I think the first one way back in the 80s was like revolutionary because it was like one of the few platformer games that allowed you to do a lot of things games normally couldn't let you do.
And it also had great animation. So
yeah. So this movie has, you know, it's backed up by Disney, so they have like a huge budget for special effects and all these sets. And all, right. And yes, there are explosions. Yes, there's a lot of like unnecessary shots of people's faces and body parts. And what else is a cliche Jerry Bruckheimer thing? Yes, there's a black person in it.
Oh, God.
I can go down a list of Jerry Bruckheimer
slow motion.
But, yes, like four or five. Plus, you got to add in time travel.
Yeah,
so that slow motion is like quadrupled because now it's like you see it once in slow time. Now you see it reversed in time travel. Like, but the one point as a fan of like video game adaptation things is Prince of Persia is not a heavily action game. That's why some people like it because it's a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about why you're fighting. So each fight in the game was like some sort of like important part to moving on, continuing the game.
Well, like Sands of Time was, but then like Warrior Within and like Two Thrones turned into like Godsmack, killing everything.
Right. Like the sequel, Warrior Within, was like the prince somehow like just got into really moody music. He just stopped giving a crap about his hygiene.
Silas and Metal.
He kind of really weird about his fighting style, and then like the third game kind of savaged that, like just okay, let's make him like part good, part bad, like let's give him like more sand powers that are really unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in this movie, it keeps it very simple. It's like the dagger does one thing only: is reverse time. It doesn't do fast forwarding like it did in the game. It doesn't like allow you to open doors, like you know, like it doesn't allow you to build bridges. So that's fine, you know. But
Was Ben Kingsley chewing scenery, Chris?
That's a good question, too.
What was he doing?
Was Ben Kingsley, like, chewing scenery?
I've got, like, a love-hate for Ben Kingsley. He's a good actor, but he's been in...
Garbage?
So far now... he's been in two movies, or at least this movie and another movie. He's been in Blood Rain.
Yeah.
And that, yep. Like, does not help his movie, video game career
and, like,
thing.
The Forgotten, like, A Sound of Thunder. No one saw it.
Yeah,
what was that about?
It was based off the Ray Bradbury short story.
Where, like, you go in time and, like, kill a butterfly and then, like, causes, like, the... It's pretty much butterfly effect, is that...
Butterfly an educated group.
Not
but, like,
really.
Well, no. Butterfly, like, just, like, raped a Sound of Thunder. But...
So, Sound of Thunder, basically, they destroy a butterfly in the past and then it fucks up the present.
Yeah.
So...
Because they're hunting dinosaurs and stuff, but... Anyway, so, let's move on. So, Chris, you recommend Prince of Persia?
Now, I do.
Here's a question. Sorry to interrupt.
More questions.
I don't know if you covered it or not. Were there a lot of like wink, wink, nod, homages to the game?
No.
Hmm.
It's like subtle things that only fans could understand.
Well,
you know, it's like
kind of what I meant, but
there's no like zoom in like, hey, you remember this from the game? Yeah, it's that.
We're like, hey.
Not like Super Mario Bros. I like Mortal Kombat, like, fatality.
Yeah, like, that was, like, blatant, you know? Like, that was more, like, remember this in the game? You should play the game now.
Mm-hmm.
Prince of Persia didn't make me, like, go up and, like, I should play Prince of Persia. And, like, it was like, oh, that's a good adaptation. That's what a movie, it's a movie. It's not supposed to be, like, this, like, commercial for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing disappointing was there's only, like, a handful of traps, while in the game was, like, every other thing was some sort of, like, death chamber or some sort of time platforming thing that you had to figure out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, Jake Gyllenhaal just, like, does it. Or CGI Jake Gyllenhaal does it, and you're just like, oh, okay. And then he gets shirtless for some strange reason. Like, I swear to God, there's just some scenes that are just, like, fan service to girls.
It's like Matthew McConaughey or something.
Yeah.
So they're just the shirts.
Yeah. Then I like, get horrible flashbacks from Brokeback Mountain, and I'm just like,
Okay.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Brian, did you watch anything over the past week, or...?
Well, it wasn't necessarily action, but I finally saw a big fan last night.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt.
Yep.
He was really good. It's really emotionally jarring because it's just very, very dark.
It's a dark comedy?
It's not really a comedy. It's actually kind of a drama. But he's really good in it, so if you like to see fat actors, fat comedians do dramatic roles well, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I've seen. I haven't been to the movies recently.
Okay, so I guess I'll wrap it up for show and tell. I saw a bunch of stuff to speak. I rewatched Children of Men. I haven't seen it in since it came out, I think, on DVD. So I watched it on
amazing
Blu-ray.
Movie.
Yeah, it's still amazing. Just like the world building in that movie, just like all the billboards and like ads that they have and stuff. It's just crazy. And of course the tracking shots.
And the fact that Julianne Moore gets murdered.
She gets violently shot in the face. Spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's a reason why I like that movie so much.
Bam!
You just hate redheads, don't you?
Oh, no, no. I love redheads. Like, Amy Adams? I love Amy Adams. But fucking Julianne Moore can die.
Yep. But, like the tracking shot in that car, it just keeps spinning around
in
the car.
That was insane.
It's insanely awesome. And then, like, when Clive Owen's, like, running through, like, the prison village city or whatever, all hell's breaking loose.
Alfonso Cuarón, or however his name, it's great director.
What didn't he do a Harry Potter? Didn't he do Prisoner of Azkaban? Yes, which was the best Harry Potter movie.
It's definitely one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Top two for me.
Yeah, and Clive Owen needs to be in more movies, like more action movies.
He's got to be more awesome romantic comedies. Like what was that movie with Julia Roberts?
Duplicity.
That's it.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, I haven't done anything in a while.
I know. Like, International, like, that was... There was the shootout in that movie was awesome, but the rest of the movie was just like, we're talking about bank politics. This bank is evil.
Wait, tell me about... what was the other one we did with the evil bank? The International?
That's what I was talking about.
Oh. No, Duplicity was the one where, like, there's two spies and shit.
Yeah.
He was just talking about the International with the shootout.
The shootout in the Guggenheim? That's the only reason to watch that movie. So then,
didn't see it.
On Netflix Instant, by the way.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
I would just figure out the time code for that scene. Or go on YouTube and watch that scene. Then I thought three like mystery movies over the weekend for some reason, but I saw it's like one serious, one like completely ridiculous, and one in the middle. So the serious one was I saw Brick,
mm-hmm,
which is by Rian Johnson, who did Brothers Bloom. And it's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, got it.
And it's like this gritty, hard-boiled detective story, but it's like in high school. So it's like all like the stereotypes of like a noir movie, but it's all like high school kids.
That's a High School Musical, I'll see.
It's like Glee with drugs.
Nice. I like that.
And like everyone's just he's talking about, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's talking, like, he's got, like, talking, like, Sam Spade or something. Like, he's got, like, an informant, and, like, he, like, goes to this vice principal. The vice principal's, like, a police chief. He's like, you got 24 hours to crack this case, kid. And, like, he's, like, going around, like, just, like, beating the shit out of people to get information.
Like, other kids.
Yeah, and there's, like, this evil, like, drug lord lives in his mom's basement and stuff. It's just, like, it's pretty awesome. And, like, he's trying to, like, investigate, like, his girlfriend's murder.
Awesome.
And there's, like, evil, there's, like, an evil, like, drama queen. There's, like, the head cheerleaders, like, the femme fatale and stuff, so. It's, and that's on Netflix to watch if you want to check it out. Cool. It's definitely awesome. Then, the one that was in the, kind of, like, in the middle was I took Fletch off my list of shame. Which,
it's on TV now and then.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe you haven't seen it at all.
I was on, I went on like an instant watch binge this weekend. Because that's on instant watch too. So, and watching that movie now, it's kind of weird because it's like this weird look into like a world where Chevy Chase is the coolest person on earth.
But then you see Snow Day, and then you're just like, you know,
hey, that wasn't a bad movie.
Snow Day.
That was okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't they do a movie where he became Benji? Or am I totally messing that up?
No, that's a Tim Allen movie where he gets bit by a dog. Like
no,
a...
that's not the Shaggy Dog, you retard.
Wow, about... you know it by name.
I don't know. I don't. I'm not really into. I'm not on into like the Chevy Chase. Like that's not like one of my areas of expertise.
Ah, he becomes a dog. God, I forget it.
I don't know. But yeah, Fletch is
you're right.
Fletch is pretty awesome.
Yeah. 1980s. Oh, heavenly dog.
Okay.
He played a similar character, a private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Yeah, but Fletch is awesome, so it's like an 80s classic.
I'll have to check it out.
Mm-hmm. And he's just like Chevy Chase, like his character does not give a shit in that movie. Like he just like goes up to people and is like, yeah, I'm gonna order stuff off your tab and stuff and
back when he had a career.
Yep.
He's coming back, though.
Kinda.
Slowly in Community, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Then, that's good. The last mystery movie I saw was Mystery Team from Derek Comedy, which came out on DVD last week.
I saw one of their shorts online. It was pretty funny.
Was it the Mystery Team one, or was it the...
It was Mystery Team, where they tried not to jack off to a picture of fruit.
I haven't seen that one.
It's on Funny or
Then they made a couple. Like, there's one like they find their, like their principal in like a hotel room with like one of their friends or something.
I know it's Donald Glover and two other guys. I think it's the same people.
Yeah, well, like Donald Glover is just like awesome in that movie. he's Jason. He's like he's the master of disguise. But like his disguises are like he dresses in like a tuxedo to like try to sneak into like this like strip club. And, like he just like puts on like these like. He, like, pretends to be his dad all the time. He's like, I'm Jason's dad. And then, they're like, this little girl hires them to, like, figure out who murdered her parents. And, like the last big case they had was, like, who stuck their thumb in some lady's pie. So, it's kind of, like completely in over their heads. It sort of reminded me of, like, Venture Brothers, kind of. Like, Hank and Dean.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. Just, like, completely naive, and, like, they think they know everything, they're, like, completely in over their heads.
See, if you would have asked me, it would seem like more like, kind of a Human Giant type thing.
Kinda, yeah. And there's,
Human Giant?
You haven't seen Human Giant, Chris?
Nope.
I have it on DVD, the first season, you should check it out, it's pretty funny.
Alright.
Rob Hubel and, Paul Scheer. They do...
And,
it's like a bunch of sketch. Yeah. It's a sketch show.
TheHumanGiant.com, they got a bunch of clips on there.
It's fine. I'll check it out later.
Yep. But Mr. Team is just like... It's pretty hilarious. So, I guess it's going to do it for show and tell, so why don't we get into news?
Yes.
First bit of news is that Alice in Wonderland is the sixth movie to make over $1 billion.
And it came out on DVD today, didn't it?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But, yeah, so they're like Titanic, Dark Knight, Avatar, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, and Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, like the other ones.
Damn.
Which, you notice there's a whole lot of Disney movies on that list,
yeah.
Right?
It's the second Johnny Depp movie.
Jesus.
Like, it's kind of surprising. Like I liked Alice in Wonderland, but there wasn't this huge like fervor over it or anything.
People just kept seeing it.
You know, and like,
it's kind of stayed down.
Well, it made like 670 something million overseas.
Yeah.
And like, I think 300 something million here.
Sounds about right.
Yep. So it made a crap load of money. It's going to make a crap load more because it's on DVD. So good job, Tim Burton.
God damn that creepy bastard.
So next bit of news is that Platinum Dunes is going to be handling the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Why?
So Platinum Dunes is Michael Bay's production company.
More. I want more.
You're excited about this, Chris?
Mm. Big fan of TMNT. I don't really care what rendition, you know, as long as they keep it alive so it doesn't go away, you know, like if it goes away, that's, you know, it's dead. But, you know, like every 3 years, like something, some iteration of it appears. You know,
well, like last, like TMNT was good, the CGI one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's actually not bad.
Mm-hmm. So how would you guys feel like the Michael Bay-ified Ninja Turtles?
Explosions.
Yes, there has to be more explosions.
Are they doing CG or are they going to do live action?
I'm not sure what they're doing. They haven't really said.
I mean, either way, we've seen both versions, and it's like as long, again, it could be like, it could be a slideshow and I'll still watch it.
Apparently there was a picture leaked out of what the turtles are going to look like, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
It looks,
their faces look weird in that. So, like, they have like sharp mouths or something.
Yeah, they're going like for beaks? Realism.
Kind of like beaks, they're going, yeah.
They're going for realism here.
I want to see them do like a comics-based movie.
Yeah, darker.
Yeah, like actually killing people and stuff.
Yeah, it was I find like robot ninjas, they're actually like killing innocent, not innocent, but just like naive teenagers.
Like on the first page of like the first issue, they like kill like a gang to become ninjas. That's like,
yeah,
like their final test or something. They just kill this gang.
Yeah, Splinter's like, okay, go murder somebody. So they do,
yep.
And they save April O'Neil by that.
You know, I just think it's time we see Krang in the movies.
Oh my, yeah, and peel up in Rocksteady.
Yeah. Oh man.
So you guys like the cartoon series more. I was more of the comic fan where like that shit didn't fly. You know, like no comical like Rhino and Warthog.
Well, what was the dinosaur people? Like the, you know, like the Triceratops monsters? Were like Ceratopsians or something?
Something like that.
Like Dimension X.
Well, they couldn't breathe Earth atmosphere, I remember that.
I just remember, like, that was the issue where, like, the turtles, like, went to their planet and they, like, got in, like, gladiator fights.
Yeah, they killed their, like, it was, like, them. Like, after a while, the turtles were never really on Earth. They'd, like, start dimension hopping.
Yeah.
Hopping and stuff like that. So, like, that was pretty good. They couldn't explain that, really, in the TV show. Was, like, that's what the Technodrome, and it would open, like, some sort of TV screen of hell where they get transported through it.
Mm-hmm. Or Turtles in Time, where, like, they get sent through time by the Shredder.
That was funny, you know. That was a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
But remember,
they already tried that with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Oh god.
Yeah, that was the worst one. Where they
They're not going to revamp the whole traveling in time thing after that.
Probably not.
No Scepter of Time.
What? We would say no Splinter? Was,
no Scepter.
Oh yeah.
Scepter of Time.
Then like the samurais came to our world, and like Casey Jones showed them around.
Or. Four samurais changed place with the four turtles,
yep.
And then like Jones saw him about hockey and beer.
Yep,
and living in New York.
And wasn't the bad guy like some like crazy like English dude or something? Like it was like
yep.
Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai or something.
Yeah, it was sort of like English explorer,
American, like colonist guy.
Yeah.
Then like he like fell off, they pushed him off a cliff or something.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Turtle 3 has the worst, like, effects, because at the end, like, when he's supposed to fall off a cliff, like, you don't see the body disappear, it's just the background absorbs him.
Yep.
That's how you, like, and he's dead, like,
mm-hmm.
It was something really dumb. Again, it's a kid's movie, so.
Yeah.
But, like, I love the first movie. That is, hands down, one of the best, like, it was actually, like, an amateur, like, production, too. It was.
Yeah, $20 million made, like, 10 times that.
So. It shows that, like, indie productions can do good things, but then, you know, they get too drunk with power and, like, fame, and they just, like, they forget where they came from, where their roots were.
Yep. So I guess I'd say we're, like, Chris is excited. Me and Brian are kind of mildly excited. We'll have to wait and see.
It could go either way.
You guys didn't jump on the ninja bandwagon?
I'm on the ninja bandwagon.
No, you're more Gymkata bandwagon.
The Gymkata bandwagon. Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Yeah. Vanilla Ice needs to make a cameo in this new one.
Oh,
all drugged up and just tired. Like,
He'll just be on the crew.
He and MC Hammer.
I'll pay that. I'll pay to see that. Just have a cameo of those two on the screen.
So, speaking of washed-up celebrities, last week we got the trailer for Lost Boys 3, The Thirst.
Why?
Which is, I think it's coming direct-to-DVD or something.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, Brian, would you rather see, you know, beautiful, immortal creatures staring out into each other like...
Look,
like vampires should.
Don't even try to like phrase this as a question as if it's one or the other, okay? It's neither. There's my answer.
It's another vampire movie that's not a Twilight thing, so I'm kind of happy about that.
Oh, man.
Look what society has forced me to choose between, like,
Corey
having
Feldman
shitty vampire
Twilight
movies. Yeah, that's my option.
Let me just say, what would be awesome is Corey Feldman in Twilight.
Yes, the Frog Brothers in Twilight.
Jesus, just cleaning up. Oh.
I can dream.
Yeah, so apparently, like, the plot of this Lost Boys 3 is, like, there's this evil vampire DJ guy who's, like, spreading this drug through the raves, and it's turning people into vampires, so the Frog Brothers have to go stop him. And it's, like, they're, like, completely ripping off Blade now, because it's, like...
I'm just going to say that.
Like, the vampires, like, explode in, like, Blade fashion and stuff, so... They got, like, chain guns and stuff.
I just like how the vampires know, like, kung fu and stuff and can climb walls and run.
Okay, they're running along the wall and stuff.
Running along the walls.
Like, where's Jason Patrick?
Where is Jason Patrick? That's a good question.
I also like on the trailer, like, they used, like, the song again. The Cry Little Sister.
Where's that song from?
It's the first movie.
Really?
Yeah. And they used it in the second movie, too.
It's
Lost Boys theme song.
You want to know where Jason Patrick is? He was the bad guy in The Loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like his last movie.
Yeah. Anyway, move on.
Yeah. So, that could be awesomely bad, or just plain bad.
I'm going to lean towards the latter.
Okay.
I'm going to see that on Netflix next week, probably, in my instant quay.
So, we're going to end it a little bit of sad news. Over the weekend, Dennis Hopper died.
Sad.
I know.
Super Mario Bros. 2.
One of the greatest villain character actors of all time.
Yeah, I Twittered that we're not going to see any actor like him ever again. Like, that kind of caliber, menacing. You know, you can probably say, well, Sean Bean comes close playing, like, evil
Christopher Walken
characters.
Christopher Walken.
That's true.
Because, like, have you guys seen True Romance?
Yeah.
No, but I saw a clip from it. I have it on my Netflix queue.
Yeah, like, there's a scene between Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper, which is, like, just insane. It's, like, it's as good as the Heat, like, diner scene.
See, the thing is, with Christopher Walken is, he's great and he's very versatile, but I think Dennis Hopper nailed the whole evil villain role pretty much perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. They don't hire Dennis Hopper to be in a romantic comedy or...
The Country Bears.
Oh my. Wait, he was in that?
Yes, he was.
What?
Yeah, he was in the Country Bears. Look it up.
He was Blue Chris's mind.
Yeah, because I never see him in anything kid-friendly. I always see him in, like, really villainous roles or, like, very, you know, just adult movies. Never, like, something like, you know, oh, this is Dennis Hopper. Like, he was an easy ride, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Directed it, too.
Yeah.
So do you guys have, like, what's your, like, favorite Dennis Hopper movie or role or whatever?
Speed.
I would have to say Speed, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that or, you know, Super Mario Brothers.
Never.
What? Not never.
Never.
I'm going to say...
He was terrible in that movie. He was, like, the weakest link, which was sad.
No, that's what built... That's what made the movie, like, progress, because he was, like... I think he knew
how horrible it was.
Yeah, I think he knew exactly how shitty it was going to be, but he, like, milked it.
He was going through the motions. He didn't have any sort of the pomp and circumstance of his other roles. He didn't, like, have much personality. Mm-hmm. It was just so boring.
He ordered a pizza with a Nintendo gun. Come on.
Yeah, I think he just answered that for me. But
I'm going to say Speed as well, too. But also, we're going to say 24, Brian.
Yes, my honorable mention.
Victor
Drayton.
Yeah,
that was a surprise.
I was like really surprised he was in that.
Jack Bauer.
Oh, he's so good. It was great.
With his Serbian accent. We're gonna kill Jack Bauer.
I don't want to watch that again.
I'm trying to think, like, other good Dennis Hopper movies, but like True Romance is definitely. I haven't seen Blue Velvet, but I heard that's awesome.
Yeah, it's twisted. Not Waterworld.
Not Waterworld.
Oh.
I'm looking through his thing here.
Yeah,
I'd say Speed.
Yeah,
Speed might have been his high point.
Who's where he played a good guy? Let me see which one that was.
He played a couple of good guys.
He was a porn director in Vice City.
Yeah, that was a good role for him. That was pretty good.
He was also in Rebel Without a Cause.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember. I saw this like Twilight Zone episode where he was in, where like it was like this crazy, like he was like a Nazi, or like it was like after the Nazis, but like he was like trying to build the Nazis back up, but then like he gets visited by the ghost of Hitler, so like he changes his ways and stuff. But that was like Damn. That was like crazy early Dennis Hopper. That was like 50s.
Yep.
There was a movie I saw where like he played some sort of Spielberg-ish like detective, and like he could see it was like the Crow sort of, like he had some sort of special powers of like the bird and stuff. Anyone remember that one?
Nope.
Like how about Space Truckers?
Space Truckers. No, was that like a lost?
Nobody?
Was that like a lost 80s movie, Chris?
It's a 90s. It came out in 1996. It's a comedy sci-fi movie. It starred Dennis Hopper, Stephen Dorffy, and that's about it, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shit movie, but I liked it because it's space trucking.
Space trucking.
That's all you need.
Yep. So, R.I.P. Dennis Hopper. So, why don't we get into the new release roundup, find out what's on DVD and Blu-ray this week. First up is the aforementioned Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
So add to that $1 billion with DVD sales. Also out this week is Burn Notice Season 3.
Cool.
And Season 4 starts on the day this comes out, so definitely check that out.
Season 1's coming right up in my Netflix queue.
Good. Yep, Season 3, it was awesome. The best episode was like this one where like he has to like go infiltrate like this like bad like I think it was like a Cuban neighborhood or something, and like he dressed up like this like black suit with red shirt. Like every time he snapped his finger, something exploded. And he talked like Christian Bale. It was awesome. It's like I'm the devil. He snaps his finger, just like, blows up. So yeah, Burn Notice is an awesome show. Definitely check that out. Also out is The Wolfman, which is the Benicio del Toro one.
I saw that in theaters. It was all right.
Okay. Or just like a lot of like jump scares, like Wolfman.
It was a lot more. There's a lot more gore than I thought there would be.
Yeah, I heard that too.
It's pretty bloody.
I heard Hugo Weaving's pretty awesome in it.
Yeah, he's badass with that mustache. It's awesome.
Also out is Life, which is the sequel to Earth, or Planet Earth. And you can get the British version or the Oprah Winfrey version.
Yeah, British version is probably superior.
Yep, it's narrated by David Attenborough.
It's definitely superior.
Welcome to Life. Also out is Rescue Me Season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I gotta get into that. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. I've heard good things about it.
Me too.
Like all the FX shows are pretty good, I've heard. So also Aqua Teen Hunger Force Volume 7 is out.
They just keep going on that show.
Yep. Like
I love it.
Me too. I do.
It was like a little bit of ham banana now and then.
Your mom?
Aww. Hey, don't Blunkin' Rose me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's an inside joke between us two. We'll explain later.
Okay. So on Blu-ray this week, we have War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, the Steven Spielberg version.
Meh.
The ending kind of like blows that movie. But the kid somehow survived this giant.
If he didn't survive, it would have been a better movie. Definitely. But it just, I imagine he survived this war.
Even though the entire army got blown up.
With no training whatsoever.
Tom Cruise's family and John Cusack's family are tied for first place for luckiest family to ever exist.
Pretty much. Also on Blu-ray is Bad Boys, the first one.
Nice.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to check that out.
Like, I've only seen that a couple times. I've seen, like, Bad Boys 2, like, 20 times. Also, on Blu-rays, The Man with No Name trilogy.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's a crapload of Clint Eastwood movies coming out on DVD this week, oh, the Blu-ray this week. Also, Heartbreak Ridge. Absolute Power.
Okay.
These are all Clint Eastwood movies.
Yes, I figured it
out. Okay.
I'm trying to think of which one that one was.
By Absolute Power?
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with the president or something. Ed Harris is in it. And Gene Hackman.
Awesome.
Also, Sudden Impact, The Enforcer, which is the not Dirty Harry movies, which has Dirty Harry in it.
Well, it's supposed to be Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah, that's like the sequels.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Deadpool?
The Deadpool.
Yeah. And then finally, The Rookie, which is Clint Eastwood and Charlie Sheen. I'd never even heard of it. You guys heard of it?
No. Nope.
The Rookie? I don't know.
Nope.
Nope.
So, that's it for new releases. So, why don't we get into our topic for the week, which is this week is the 20th anniversary of one of our favorite movies, Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Get me to Mars!
So, why don't we just... I thought we'd just, like, talk about, like, our favorite scenes and just, like, that sort of thing. So, let's start.
I'll start.
Brian?
Okay. Love this movie. Scared the shit out of me as a kid. most notably the Quado.
Fat woman.
Course.
Quado.
Quaid.
And the end with the... my eyes popping out. Yes. Which is awesome now to watch. It's just a great kind of psychological action thriller.
It's definitely it's the most complex Arnold movie.
And, of course, you also got one of the directors who was at the top of his game,
yes,
in my opinion.
Paul Verhoeven.
Yep.
Also gave us RoboCop and Starship Troopers.
Yeah, that's about the same time. Sharon Stone was an evil bitch.
Mm-hmm. Michael Ironside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it was...
Richter.
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 See you at the party, Richter.
See you at the party, Richter.
Yes.
Knew it.
That was such,
knew you'd say
that. Was such an awesome death.
Yep.
Fighting in an elevator and, like, Michael Ironside goes over the edge and, like, he gets his arm ripped off. So now he just throws his arms over after him. Yes, this movie...
Yeah.
Probably one of the most gory Arnold movies. Would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, pretty much.
Paul Verhoeven loves his gore.
Oh, he does. He definitely does.
What about the part where he's wearing that fat woman mask?
Yes.
And I remember that part scared me as a kid. It was just like, I don't know why.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
And then, like, he throws it and explodes.
Get ready for a surprise.
And, of course, who can forget the triple-breasted whore?
Triple-breasted whore. Oh, man.
Also, you had Ronnie Cox, who was the bad guy in RoboCop. He was Cohagen.
Cohagen. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like the guy behind it all.
They didn't kill him, right?
Yeah, Arnold killed him. Oh, no, because he got... He got blasted on the surface of Mars.
You're right. Yeah, that's how he died.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, like, I loved the part where he's watching the video of himself, and he has to, like, rip that thing out of his brain.
That was the worst fucking part. Like, just to watch this, like, a young child just like, oh, no. Oh.
Rated R for a reason.
Yeah, but he puts, like...
Keep going till you hear a crunch.
Yeah, that, oh, nasty.
When you hear a crunch, you're there. Get your ass to Mars.
What was the Johnny Taxi?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Johnny Cab.
Great.
Johnny Cab.
like that was like one of the most horrific parts of that movie, where like it explodes and like Johnny Cab's face is like melting.
He has a killer line.
He's like, "Thank you for riding Johnny Cab."
Yes. Or like, didn't he say like you ride your destination or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, like
definitely one of Arnold's best in his top five, I would think.
Well, did you guys ever watch like the Total Recall TV series that was made like based on that? Like,
no.
Yeah, they based I think Showtime or HBO based the TV show off of Total Recall. Hmm. And it was terrible.
Well, like the movie, the actual movie was based on like a Philip K. Dick
short story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's. And then it just went into it. It's like retrieving memories or something like that.
Yeah.
But the movie just, like, that's the thing. Like, I thought the movie would be more than that, but just it's just him, like, remembering who he was and stuff.
Well, you never know, Chris, because they keep, like, going back and forth. Like, is it in his head? Is it, like, is it Total Recall that's doing it, or is it, like, he's the actual, like, a spy?
Yeah, the ending was great.
Mm-hmm. And, like, that, because, like, that scene with, like, the doctor when he comes in, is like, you're having a brain hemorrhage or something. So you take this pill, and then you can, like, wake up.
Hmm.
But then, like, he sees the doctor sweating, so he shoots him in the face. And I think that's when he kills Sharon Stone, too. He's, like, considered that a divorce.
Oh, he kills her when he goes back home, and, like, they're fighting.
Yeah. He knocks her out.
The hotel.
Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah,
he's escaping.
With the Hispanic lady, because he prefers, like, Latinos.
Yeah. Well, what was it? It was, like, a... Do you prefer, like, trampy or sporty or something? Like, he's picking, like, the, like, what woman you want to be for. Yeah. Trampy.
Yeah. It turned out to be, like, the cleaning lady.
Consuela.
Yep.
No, Mr. Quid. No.
You go to Mars now, yes.
I can't do that, no. No. Oh, and also, what about Benny?
The taxi driver mutant guy?
He's like a mutant, yeah, like he thinks, doesn't he have like a crazy arm or something?
Yeah, he has a prosthetic hand, but like the other side is like some sort of like really yellow, like, I don't know what
it looks like an insect leg or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I got five kids to feed, man. Then like he drives that giant like drilling machine.
Yep.
And Richard's like,
and then
Quaid's like, hey Benny, screw you.
Does he use a drill against a drill?
Yeah, yes, he does.
That's how awesome Arnold is.
Like this is probably like one of the best like Arnold one-liner movies.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Next, Last Action Hero.
What?
Yeah.
Last Action Hero, he had a lot of one-liners.
I'd say Running Man and Commando are probably like Commando's probably the top, and then, like, Running Man's second. Because, like, after he kills everyone in Running Man, he has, like, a crazy one-liner.
Yep, he had the like, split.
Or, like, see your Sub-Zero? Now he's no Zero!
Okay,
isn't very creative, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, my favorite one was from Eraser, where he shoots the crocodile and he goes, your luggage.
Yes. Awesome.
I got to hand it to you. It's the best mindfuck yet.
Or, like, one line is he's talking to that guy there with the weird face. Tony.
Yeah.
And Tony says, you got a lot of nerve showing your face around here, Eraser. And he goes, look who's talking.
Oh, did you know the part where it's like he meets the midget, the little, it was like the whore, like hangout thing, and it was like the Hispanic lady and the midget, and it's like, hey, you need help with that guy, let me know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. Where do you guys, have you guys heard about like what like Paul Verhoeven said about like the ending? Like, it's like the, when the light comes on, like, you know how like a face like white? Because it's like the sun's coming out or something.
Yep.
But he says it's like Arnold getting a lobotomy. Have you heard of that?
From what?
No.
Like, I guess earlier in the movie, like, when he's talking to that doctor guy, like, he's saying, like, sometimes, there's like incidents with Total Recall, so they have to like give people lobotomies to like save them or something. So like it's like Paul Verhoeven says like it's like this is all happening in Arnold's brain because he's having like a brain hemorrhage or something, so they have to like give him a lobotomy.
Jesus. I wasn't really thinking too deep into it. I thought it was just like a procedure. It's like, oh, it's like a virtual vacation in your head. And it's like, it went wrong. That was it. But the Total Recall was like, that was it? Jeez.
Well, they mentioned when he's first like going into like a recall, like, they said like, just, like every once in a while they have a violent incident to it or something.
I thought it was like foreshadowing that it's going to unlock some sort of like secret within him, but. Okay, I can see now, years later. Mm-hmm. But
of course, it's kind of similar to like the Minority Report like debate. Like after like Tom Cruise gets like arrested, like did that happen in his head or did he actually get out?
Yeah,
they have one where it's like they think it's in his head.
Well, like when Tom Cruise gets arrested, you know, and gets locked in like that crazy like cell thing and like in the crazy future prison. Mm-hmm. Like they say in the movie, like when you're in that prison, you get to see like all your like fantasies and dreams play out and stuff. So like people think like he went to that cell and like the rest of the movie was just him like having like a dream of like what he would want to happen and stuff.
That's like Repo Man. Repo Man did that.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
I was so disappointed. I was like, no, hate you, Repo Man.
Screw you, Jude Law.
And you're like underweight Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker does not seem like an action guy.
I see him as like no, I like him better like in
Phone Booth.
Blown Away. Ever seen Blown Away?
No.
With Jeff Bridges, Tommy Jones.
Oh yeah, I've heard like, of it. Yeah, it's on AMC. Yeah, it's all really, time.
It's really good. But then there's, like, a chubby Forrest Whitaker. I'm like, yeah, that's a Forrest Whitaker I know. Now, he found, like, Jesus or something, and he lost weight. I just, that's not the Forrest Whitaker I know.
It's crazy eye.
For some reason, I'm reminded of Vantage Point, and that movie sucked.
Oh, my God, that movie did suck. So, we're kind of getting off a tangent, but any more Total Recall thoughts, or?
It had one of the worst Nintendo games I remember.
Oh, my God, yes.
From, like, all the things about it is just terrible.
Like you fell in a sewer and you fought midgets.
So a midget grabs you into an alleyway and you fight a midget.
looks like penis is like popping out of this fence, punching you.
Glory holes. Yeah. Yep. Space police just randomly runs into you.
Mm-hmm.
That game just terrible.
Yep.
See, Chris, this is why we missed you. You bring so many intangibles to the party.
Yeah, well, video games are my specialty, uh-huh. And apparently you boys decided to jump the gun and have a video game movie hoedown without me.
Don't blame me, blame Mr. Sheets over there.
It has to coincide with the whatever movie's coming out, so we have to be topical.
You guys didn't see
it. We have to be topical.
You guys didn't see Prince of Persia. I won. Well, my family.
Why don't you tell us what's your favorite video game movie? What's the worst one, in your opinion, Chris?
Favorite video game movie?
Yeah.
It has to be Tomb Raider, because it was pretty accurate of what a Tomb Raider game would be like. Not naming any which one, because it's like... Because it had a little bit of action, a little bit like of... I guess, what do you call like platforming in a movie?
I don't know.
Adventure?
Adventuring?
Adventuring, I guess. I don't know.
Tomb Raiding?
So Tomb Raiding. It's like, you know, Indiana Jones, where, like, every other scene's him fighting, like, some sort of foreign enemy.
Yeah.
Yelling at his partner, and then escaping from some sort of trap.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a Tomb Raider movie should be like, too, because that's what kind of happens in the game.
Yeah.
And let us remember that the second one was just awful.
Yeah, I only saw it for Gerard Butler. So.
That's all I need to know, and all I want to know.
You know, a few years later, he became a Spartan, and that was really great.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it became about
the worst
video game movie. It's like it's a hands up between like the worst, like this is a video game, like a solid video game, and this is the movie version of it, and it gets completely wrong, would have to be Double Dragons.
Yes.
Like it's such an easy concept. Two guys, they beat the shit out of everyone who stands between them, and
they fight each other at the end.
This one was like the worst because it was like it was such an Americanized version of Double Dragon, and it was like in a futuristic setting of like Detroit.
Well, it was like one of those like weird like Los Angeles like San Angeles.
It was San Angeles. So terrible, and they had a Terminator in it. What's his name? Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
They had Robert Patrick.
They made a paper.
God damn. And they completely failed. And it was like, it was so bad. It was so bad. And then the second one, if it had to be for like, just why is this based off anything, would be X versus Server, which people didn't know was based off a video game. It was Antonio Banderas.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, well,
0% on Rotten Tomatoes, the worst movie ever made, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's
that's a video game movie. Some people
directed
like
Chaos with a K. K-A-O-S. Chaos.
Chaos. Let me look.
That's the only movie he's done, I think. For good reason. He was like some weird like music video director or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And like it wasn't even like X versus Sever for the whole. It was like they fought like once, I think, or they didn't even fight at all. It's just like them like
twice. They fought on a rooftop, and then they fought like in an abandoned factory, and then they teamed up. And then
like the kid had like a virus in him or something. It was like
Lucy.
It was like Transporter 2. Like Transporter 2 was like the same plot.
Yeah, it was the same plot as Transporter 2, or like Transporter 2 has the same plot, but that did it better. Like it was more coherent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, Double Dragon's the worst. Like, I want people to tell me, like, show me another movie that's just as equally as terrible.
I think House of the Dead is probably, like, the worst video game movie for me, but...
At least it had zombies in it, you know? At least, like, it made sense. There were guns and zombies, and it's just a generic zombie movie. But House of the Dead, now I think back, was, like, a really weird-ass, like, concept as a game. So it would make sense for it to have no understanding of how to make it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anything by Yul Bao is just crazy anyway.
Uwe Boll.
Like, you Boll, that's it. Like, Blood Rain, at least, like, the girl had red hair, and she, like, had knives, and she wasn't quite a vampire yet. Whatever. And, Far Cry 2, they got it right, sort of, except everyone was speaking German, and,
well, all those movies are, like, German tax shelters, so.
Yeah. And what else was there? There was, Dungeon Seed.
Yep.
In the Name of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I actually liked that movie.
Okay.
So that wraps up Video Game Movies Part 2 and also our Total Recall talk. Unless you guys have any more like Total Recall, but...
Nope.
Definitely action-adventure classic.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So, not sure what we're going to do next week. I think because A-Team comes out, so I'm not sure... We'll have to figure something out for the A-Team, but...
Best movies based on 80s properties?
Maybe. Or
maybe.
Best teams?
Yeah, team movies, where it's like
movies,
more
yeah.
than... Is it just
more than
four guys doing
three
something?
Or more. Three or more people.
Yes.
And, like, The Losers was like that.
Yeah, we'll do, like, top fives or something.
Or, like, The Expendables. That's another one.
We haven't seen those yet, though.
We've seen them. We just don't know we've seen them yet.
Yeah. And also, just want to remind you, Chris, that you have to go see Killers this weekend.
Yes,
your most anticipated movie of the summer.
I need to go take my mom to go see The Killers.
Yeah, it's going to be so good, they're not screening it for critics.
Yes, this weekend is like a wasteland. It's Marmaduke, Killers.
Oh, man.
Like, the only good movie like is Get 'Em to the Greek. Then, I think Splice is also out this weekend, too.
Yeah, it is.
Why would they genetically enhance a woman? That is the worst thing to do.
Didn't they learn nothing from Species?
But at least that movie, they got the bone. Mm-hmm. Cheap bone people.
Didn't they learn anything from regular women? Bazing! Sexism.
Okay.
And on that note.
Yep. If you want more of Brian's sexism or any other stuff that we do, you can go to www.everythingaction.com. We actually have a new feature that started last week, which is Know You're That Guy. So if you want to learn about all the crazy like character actors that you see them all the time, but you don't know. Like, you know their face, but you know their name. This is a feature for you. It's me every Thursday. So, and also, www.kickassmoviepodcast.com is our archive for me and Brian's old podcast.
Seasons 1 and 2 are up. Season 3
coming soon. Yep. And also, you can follow the podcast on Twitter, or the website and the podcast on Twitter, twitter.com/EVAction. We're also on Facebook. Just search for Everything Action. You can become a fan of us. And you can subscribe and get the latest episodes on iTunes. So search Everything Action Cast on iTunes. Give us a review, rate us. And I think for limited time only, we're going to have the Checkisodes, which are mini episodes that Charlie does. But he might be back next week, so.
Here's hoping.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
More info coming. So I think that's it for contact stuff, right, guys? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Email. Contact@everythingaction.com is our email, so if you want to send us stuff. So.
Oh, and I got something else to say.
Okay.
Version 1.1 of the Everything Action app on the iTunes store is out. It now works. And now you can listen to the Everything Action Cast with the app. So
awesome. Cool. So go download that, too. Is that free? Or
get
is it
for
is
your
that,
iPad.
Is that free, Ryan, or?
Yes, 100% free.
All right, so.
And get it for your, it's for your iPad, too.
Free 99, okay.
Free.
Yep. So I guess that's going to do it for this week. For Brian and Chris, I'm Zach, and we'll see you next week.